Who the hell are you?
You know. You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
Do what?
Say my name.
Notch.
Now's as good a time as any to congratulate the team that's going to be the true winner at this time of year. And no, I'm not talking about whoever wins the Super Bowl, but they're going to be a winner too. I'm talking about the Indianapolis Colts. They're the ones that got the number one pick for Andrew Luck and cements Peyton Manning's legacy as the only most valuable player in the NFL that didn't play in that season. Now, some people think it's ridiculous to say, well, he didn't play. How can you? It's most valuable player. But Peyton Manning is a player. He didn't play. That's the point. He did not play. And look at what the Indianapolis Colts became because he did not play. A 10-11 win team normally is a 2-win team that lost their first 13 games. I'm sorry. If you build your team around one man and that one man isn't in there for whatever reason, and you can tell that that one man's not in there, then that's value. As far as I'm concerned, that's the definition of value. Peyton Manning not only proved just how valuable he is to the Indianapolis Colts, but he also made sure that they got his replacement for the next 12 years. Now, everyone's talking about, oh, why don't we think a little bit outside the box? Why don't we talk about Robert Griffin III? I'm not really a fan of the tall, skinny, athletic quarterback. I mean, it's not a racial thing because Tim Tebow is an excellent athlete, borderline quarterback at times. If by quarterback you mean leader, then yes, he's a quarterback. But if you mean quarterback by someone that can run an offense efficiently, then no, Tim Tebow is an excellent athlete playing quarterback. Think about Tim Tebow, his athleticism and his desire, his character, those things have made him more successful in the NFL than his religious faith. His religious faith allows him to stay grounded and give him inner peace. Robert Griffin III is a great athlete, might be a good quarterback. Not sure if he has the kind of body that can withstand NFL punishment, and they do like to punish quarterbacks, let me tell you. Griffin's along the same prototype as Vince Young and Joe Webb, and we've seen marginal success, spotty success, inconsistent success out of those two. Actually, out of Young, Joe Webb really, other than the preseason or a meaningless regular season game, hasn't shown anybody anything to prove that he's more than a Wildcat-type quarterback. But that's not the kind of person I think you want to put the number one pick on. I think someone's going to trade up to number two or number three for him. I think that would be a mistake. I think you're putting a lot of pressure on him. I think you're setting him up to fail with expectations that high. The Colts have to take Andrew Luck. That's a no-brainer. Something else that's a no-brainer is now's the time I think it's appropriate to give our eulogy, to pay our final respects to Peyton Manning, the football player, because Peyton Manning should not come back. Should not. Let's pretend I'm Peyton Manning. Pretend you're Peyton Manning for a minute. You've got all the money you could possibly want. Your legacy is secure. Not just in the NFL, but in the city of Indianapolis. You and Reggie Miller, you two are the greatest athletes professionally that city has ever seen. Got the records. You've got the Super Bowl ring. You're first ballot Hall of Famer. There is absolutely no reason for Peyton Manning to come back. There is nothing Peyton Manning can prove by coming back, other than he's a tough guy. We're talking about a man who had neck surgery. He used his vertebrae. Doesn't matter how much money he's supposed to make, you can't mess with the quality of life that you currently have. I'm assuming, of course, that he's not a paycheck-to-paycheck player. I'm assuming he saved his money up. He's got the love of football, but love of the game in this respect really doesn't do anything. There's absolutely nothing to gain by Peyton Manning coming back other than a debilitating injury that can ruin the rest of his non-football playing life. He can still be involved in football, broadcasting, front office. He can become the head coach. Not unprecedented, Norm Van Brocklin quarterbacked the Philadelphia Eagles the 1960 NFL championship over Green Bay. Started the 1961 season as the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. He's going to be 36 in March. There's been guys hired younger than him as a head coach, like Raheem Morris in Tampa Bay, for example. He knows a lot of his players. He knows the scheme he'd want to run. He's seen a lot of defenses. He's seen enough defenses he'd know what kind of defense to play to combat a quarterback like him. He'd have the respect of the people in his locker room. He doesn't owe anyone anything. This is where we say thank you, Peyton, for all you've done for us. Now, I'm not a Colts fan, but I'm a football fan also. And I'm appreciative of what Peyton's done for the sport. He's played the right way. He needs to go out the right way. If I could sprinkle his ashes of his football career, like take some newspaper clippings of his greatest moments, burn them up in a fireplace, I'd spread the ashes three places. In New Orleans, where he grew up, Knoxville, Tennessee, Old Rocky Top, where he went to college, and then on the side of the old RCA Dome. He became one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. 13-3, his second season in the league. Doesn't matter if they lost in the divisional round at home to Tennessee. Only the second chapter in what everybody knew was going to be a long, long book. Everybody knew it was the tip of the iceberg that season, and everybody was right. Hopefully he's done. I don't think there should be a quarterback controversy in Indy. Peyton Manning doesn't deserve it. Andrew Luck doesn't deserve it. Colts for office can't afford it. I can't see Peyton Manning playing for the Jets or for the Cardinals or some other team. Can't do it. Can't see it. He could be one of those guys. One uniform his whole career. Please go out on top with an MVP award you should win for not playing. That's how great he was. He's so great, he should win an MVP award in a season he didn't play.